welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another podcast. I've done some pretty good podcasts, have a lot of calls, a lot of responses. Not everybody agrees with me on my podcast, but they're short, about 5 minutes or something on average. What I'm going to tell you today is why a house hasn't sold. This is kind of a national thing, but if you own a house and you've had it up for sale and it hadn't sold yet and you're a little bit puzzled, if you're a realtor and you've had a house listed for a while and it's still on the market, it hadn't sold, and you're wondering why, typically there is five reasons a house hasn't sold. We call that place, P-L-A-C-E, and y'all can guess what those things stand for. P is price, L is location, A is advertising, C is condition, and E is economics. Now, the Daryl Beasley Double Down Dare You method says there's really nothing we can do with the location. If you have a mobile home, I guess you can move it. But there's nothing you can do with the location. But yes, if you're in a really bad location, or they have just built a monster junkyard next to your 3 acres, yeah, location is the problem. But there's nothing you can do about location. I also say there's very little you can do about the economics. Economics being the interest rate or the market at the time. Rates ballpark around 7%. Offer to do a buy down and say, I'm going to buy your rate down from 5% the first year, 6% the second year, and then you're back to the 7%. You get a really good break the first couple of years. On an average home, $200,000, probably $4,000-$6,000 for a buy down, depending on the price of the house. But other than that, there's not a whole lot you can do about economics. So the Daryl Beasley method is taking out the E that you can't do anything about, taking out the L, location, that you can't do about anything about, rearranging those three letters left, and I say, if your house hadn't sold, it's CAP, C-A-P, condition, advertising, or price. Now, advertising, if you're listed with a realtor, it's getting advertised. Absolutely, there's a million things realtors can do and companies can do. My real estate company, 130 agents, yeah, we get a listing. It's put on a dozen of the top national sites in the country automatically to help promote it. There's local things you can do, social media things you can do, all that. But if it's listed with a realtor, it's in the multiple listing service. It's available to all realtors. They know it. Your sign's up out there. So, yes, there are things you can do with advertising. Now, if you're for sale by owner and you've got a sign up out there, then the only people that see it are the people driving by your house. You're losing 90% of your market. So you would want to do some advertising, social media. There's national companies that you can pay to put your house on a national site to get some advertising. But overall, advertising, if you're going through a realtor, it's going to get advertised and promoted, so probably not a lot. Now, let me tell you one thing that just came to my mind on advertising. If your property is listed with a realtor, or if you're a realtor, go back and look at your advertising. I remember many years ago, somebody called me and said, you know, we've had a house listed for 2 years and it hadn't sold, and we've had it with a realtor, but I pulled it up and looked at the information, and I said, I can tell you exactly why your house hasn't sold. And I'm going to say in 25% of the time, or pull it up and look, a lot of times we as realtors, we get a little bit lazy. You know, we throw in the information, 3-bed, 2-bath or whatever, but under remarks we put nice house or whatever. Typically, the quality realtors will describe it and put the good things in there. When I went by and met with these people, I said, you have a beautiful pool in the backyard. What else do you like about your house? We've got that great shop in the back. It's heated, aired, it's got that. We've got this, we've got that, we've got everything. And with all due respect to the existing agent, quite some years ago, I said, well, here is what everybody is seeing. And there was none of that. Advertising your property and making sure, and most realtors are very good at this, of putting the really good quality things in there. So the pictures, the photos, I tell people, here's a picture of your house. I think, oh my God, straight up picture. That's horrible. That's ugly. I know they took it in the rain or whatever. Advertising, okay? But that's probably the least. C, condition. If your house is in good condition, reasonably updated, then you don't have a problem with that. There have been a lot of houses. Good friend of mine that many years ago, I put his house up for sale, and he was such a good friend. I just couldn't say anything bad about it, him and his wife. And I couldn't sell the house. And they called me and said, Daryl, we know you're good, but why haven't you sold this house? And I said, can I be honest with you? They said, yes. So my wife and I went to the house, we sat down, and I said, your house is ugly. And the wife said, well, I put all the wallpaper up, and I did the colors. I said, I know, but it's ugly. It's ugly. And they finally agreed with me. I financed to have somebody come in, redo the wallpaper, redo a little bit of paint and some different things. They paid me back at the closing. We had two offers immediately on it. So condition, I had an agent just a few days ago, one of my agents called me and said, I've had three people, said she listed a house and had a lot of people wanting to show it, other realtors wanting to show it. But she said, I went by the house and they haven't cleaned it up. There's a dead mouse in the bathroom. Nobody going to buy that house unless it's a flip and a fixer-upper. No. So condition, you don't have to go out and rebuild the house. You don't have to go out and spend $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. But be sure that your paint is good, that it looks clean outside. You walk in the front door, if it's trashy, dirty, they're going to assume the whole house is that way. Just do some maintenance, some general maintenance. Now, the flooring, if you've got the old carpet and looks bad or something, yeah, everybody's going to. So I think it would be worth it to maybe just look at upgrading the carpet. You can put an allowance for that. But as far as condition goes, just make sure it's cosmetically looks good, okay? And then the final thing, assuming the advertising is good, assuming your house is in good condition, you're back to the P, you're back to price. And unfortunately, 80% of the challenges in a house not selling is the price. There's what they call an absorption rate, where you can actually calculate and tell a seller, if you own a house and a realtor has come to you and to tell you what they think it's worth and what they would do to sell it, and you think your house is worth $400,000. They come, and I often will ask somebody, what do you think your house is worth? Oh, it's $400,000. It's, man, we've got this updated. We've got that done. This is perfect. This is beautiful. This is nothing wrong with it, whatever. $400,000. Okay, well, here's the comparable sales in your market. And there's five comparable homes here, just like yours, same square footage, they're all selling for $350,000, you know. Well, ours looks nicer than those, or ours are whatever, anything. Well, you got to look at the comparable sales, and typically it comes down to price per square foot. Some states don't use price per square foot, and I can tell you why, but most do. So if the average price per square foot in your market is $150 per square foot, you've got a 2,000 square foot house, then the average one should be $300,000. If you're going to price above that, then the absorption rate says, let's look at how many houses are currently for sale in your market. Last year, there was, let's round it, okay? Last year, there was 12 houses that sold in your neighborhood, okay? So we can assume that, you know, typically, one house in your neighborhood sells every month, okay? Currently, there are six houses on the market, and they're all priced lower than yours. They're all comparable homes, but they're all priced lower than yours. So the absorption rate rule says that people are going to buy these houses before they buy your houses. So you got to wait until these six houses are absorbed, or 6 months, and then we can maybe try to sell your house if any new houses hasn't come on the market. So price is the third thing. So why hasn't your house sold? In my opinion, CAP, condition, advertising, or price, and typically price. And that's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. God bless y'all. You have a great day. I always give you an extra bonus, so click on this and enjoy the next 2 minutes of it.